Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Listen after the podcast for more information about TPC DeQuincy.
To the Word tonight. If you have your Bibles, let's stand and honor to His Word. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 4. And you're going to look at verse 1. So tonight, youth, I'll probably be looking at you more than anyone because probably this message is really directed to you. Thinking about what this night represents, I wanted to bring a word that would fit this occasion. So I want to just talk to you tonight. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. I want to talk on this subject tonight. Give up to go up. Would you say that with me? Give up to go up. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to give up to go up. Look at somebody else and say, you got to give something up if you're going to go up. You got to give up to go up. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your people. What a great privilege it is to stand before this beautiful audience tonight and be able to bring the word of the Lord and break the bread of life. Thank you for the Spirit of the living God that is in this house. And I just pray once again that you would anoint my mind and my mouth to speak into the heart of these your people in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Amen. I bless you. Thank you. How do you tempt a man in a wilderness? I want you to put your thinking cap on for just a minute. Youth, how do you tempt a man in a wilderness? Jesus was in a wilderness. Now, I'm going to just talk to you very plainly. There were no beautiful women in this wilderness. There were no casinos. There were no bars. There were no football games. There was no drugs. There were no dice. Think about it for a minute. There is absolutely nothing in this wilderness but sand and stone. This is nothing more than a desert. So how do you tempt a man in a wilderness where there is absolutely nothing, nothing to tempt him with? The greatest temptation with Jesus was not women. It was not wine. It was not a wild party. The greatest temptation of Jesus' life came to attack his purpose. Because Jesus himself said in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, this is what he said of himself, "For the Son of Man hath come to seek and to save that which was lost." Brothers and sisters, Jesus' purpose was to save sinners. And the enemy is trying to get Jesus to give up what it takes to go up. He's on a 40-day fast. He is being tempted. He is hungry. Imagine how you would feel if you fasted 3 days, much less 40. They say, medical science says that a 40-day fast is literally the extreme limit that a man can go without any food. So Jesus now is at his physical limit when it comes to his manhood. He has gone without food for 40 days. And now here he is being tempted of the devil. I asked myself the question, what was wrong with Jesus turning the stones into bread? Because if you continue to read just throughout the scriptures, you're going to find where Jesus turned water into wine. So what was it so wrong to turn stones into bread? Well, here is the reason. It's because Jesus had come to take the form of a servant. and not to use his godly abilities to bend the laws of nature and to serve himself. If you look throughout the Gospels, every miracle, Jesus is aimed at bringing honor to God. And turning stones into bread would have been disobedient to God, and it would have been a frivolous use of his abilities. Jesus was not trying to be Superman. He was just being God incarnated in flesh. And if he would have turned those stones into bread, he would have done it just to prove to the devil that he could do it. Here's my point tonight, brothers and sisters. You must be willing to give up something that you could have, but choose not to have. It's not that Jesus couldn't do it. It's that he chose not to do it. Jesus chose to save sinners, not turn stones to bread. Listen, brothers and sisters, most people can have what they want. They're talented enough. They're smart enough. They're educated enough to get what they want. But what most people are not willing to do is they're not willing to give up in order to go up. You're going to have to give up 4 years to earn a college degree. And most people are not willing to do that. Some of you youth, I want to talk to you tonight. Are you willing to give up some hours on a video game in order to earn a scholarship? Are you willing to give up sex before marriage? It's not that you can't do it. Are you willing to give it up? Because God says in his word, I want you to give that up until it's time for marriage. What about starting to save some money so that one day, if the Lord were to tarry, you would have a retirement? You say, well, Jesus is coming. Well, I believe he is too, but if you had a couple $100,000 in the bank and Jesus comes, so what? But if he doesn't come, it may come in handy. What are you willing to give up in order to go up? Jesus could have instantly turned those stones into bread, but he decided, no, I'm going to live for my higher purpose. I got to thinking about Esau. You read about Esau in Genesis 25 and verse 29, and Esau takes his birthright, and he basically just gives it away to Jacob for one bowl of soup. Why does Scripture, I was thinking about this today, why does Scripture, Brother Lonnie, say in Romans chapter 9 and 13, Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated? Maybe, this is just my thought, it's hypothetical thinking, maybe Jesus, God, saw down through the halls of time. He saw himself going hungry for 40 days and yet was willing to resist the temptation of Satan for his purpose. And yet Esau was not willing to give up one meal in order to protect his birthright. Maybe that's just the thought that why God said, I was willing to go 40 days without a meal. You won't even forsake one meal to keep something precious. I want to preach to young people tonight and tell you that you have a birthright. And many of you have been born into this and raised into this. And I'm going to preach my heart to you. Don't be an Esau and don't give it away to win a popularity contest. I'm going to get raw with you tonight. Don't lay your body down, you beautiful girls, because a little flip-tailed boy tells you something that your ears like to hear and you're willing to give up. Yes, I'm going to get blunt. Your purity. You got to be willing to give up something to go up. You got to be willing to say, I've crossed and I've made a line in the sand. I'm not going to give you my body until marriage. I'm not going to drink a little cooler with you to feel popular. I'm not going to cuss to make myself feel like I'm in the in crowd. I'm going to be willing to give up something so that I can go up, because I got a bigger purpose. I got a bigger purpose. No, you're not hearing me. I'm telling you, you got a bigger purpose than just winning the popularity contest of the month. I hope you parents back me up. I'm going to preach. Let me tell you what those flip-tailed little boys will do. They'll take something very precious from you girls and then go brag to all their buddies that they got you. And they took it. All because you were wanting to hear a little something. I love you. Listen to me. Lust takes. Love gives. And if they're wanting to take something from you, it's probably lust. You have a higher purpose than laying down in a back seat of a car. I hope you parents back me up. You got a higher purpose than for somebody to slip you a little something at a football game and you can't say no, so you'll feel like you're in the in crowd. You got to be willing to look at them and say, look, man, hey, you're awesome, but I got to go. Joseph was a hero because he was willing to walk away from some things. When that lady wanted to take him and make love to him, she took his coat, but he was willing to run away. Keep my coat, but I'm going to keep my purity. Strip this from me, but you can't strip this from me. Take my coat, but you can't take my purpose. Come on, somebody, stand to your feet and give God some praise in this house. Shout, there's a cost. No, say it like you mean it. Shout, there's a cost. There's a cost, ladies and gentlemen, to everything worthwhile. Listen, I can't go out there during the week and act like a heathen and then walk to this pulpit and cross my fingers and hope God anoints me. I'm not here tonight patting myself on the back, but I do want to tell you there is a price this preacher pays to have an anointing. And that means there's some things I say no to so I can say no to the rest, so I can say yes to the best. Because I want God's favor and I want his anointing and I want his blessings to rest upon my life. So there's some things I got to be willing to give up in order to go up. Am I helping anybody tonight? No matter what you're trying to accomplish, listen, youth, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, you're going to have to be willing to give up something in order to make it happen. If you want to be a doctor, you can be a doctor. But you're going to have to give up most of your 20s and a lot of your life. I probably shouldn't tell you this. Trey's going to be aggravated at me, but it's my birthday, so he can't touch me. But Trey enjoys playing video games like most young men. Nothing wrong with it. We have no problem with that, as long as it's in a healthy boundary. But Trey came in probably a week or two ago and said, Dad, I think that I want to sell my Xbox. I said, son, you enjoy that. There's nothing wrong with that. He said, I know. But he said, there's just some things I want more than that. Yeah. And again, he's probably going to get aggravated at me, but he can't touch me. But he went and he sold all of it. And I'm not telling you to do that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that Wayne and Jen and Trey and Molly, we're not just up here trying to give you something that we're not living ourselves. People ask me, why are you so thin? Well, it probably is a lot in my genes, and then there's just times you want to give up certain things so that you can have something else. Now it got quiet, didn't it? It's just how bad do you want it? It's not that you can't get it. It's how bad do you want it? A lot of people, man, I love to play the piano. Yeah, well, sure you would, but you're not willing to give up your time in front of Facebook to practice. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to help you. There's a lot that we want, but we're not willing to give it up. And so consequently, we don't get it. Pardon me, Greg, for using you, but Greg was probably, I don't know what he was earning, but he was probably earning a decent salary right here. But yet there was an opportunity that came his way. And so he had to be willing to move his family all the way to Lake Charles and away from his mother-in-law and his mom and his family and take his family so that he could fulfill this goal and this opportunity. But he had to be willing to give up what was very familiar and what was very comfortable in order to receive this opportunity. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, you're going to have to give something up if you're willing to go up. Am I boring you? When we see the careers of professional athletes, what media shows us is the glitz and the glamour, the highlight reels, the shoe commercials, and more of all of that. What they don't show you is a quarterback getting the mess beat out of him by being hit by that defense constantly. What they don't show you is a guy in a gym shooting 100 free throws so that he can be a good free throw shooter. What they don't show you is the diet and all the care that they have to do to get that level of success. So if you want to live an exceptional and ordinary life, you have to give up many things that are part of a normal one. I'm going to hurry, but let me throw in a quote I just read. The parking meter should remind us that we lose money standing still. I'm going to say that again. The parking meter should remind us that we lose money standing still. Can I tell you, it takes hard work to make something happen. It takes very little effort to be average. Theodore Roosevelt said, and I quote, "There has never yet been a person in our history who led a life of ease whose name is worth remembering." What does that mean? In other words, it means you can't sit on the front porch and talk about how bad everything is and hope that one day somebody's going to walk around and hand you something. That's what it means. It means if you want something, pray like it's all up to God and work like it's all up to you. Y'all don't get me on my soapbox tonight, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get on it anyway. It perturbs me to see somebody that's well-able, well-bodied, and just wants a handout. When our students was in Indianapolis, my wife, she told me, she said, "Wayne, there were some homeless people, and we tried to give them food, and they got mad, literally got mad, and said, 'We don't want your food, we want money.'" Yeah, they wanted money so they could go and buy whatever they wanted to with it, preying on the goodness of people. I give handouts all the time. I want to help as many people as possible. But let me just remind you something. We love everybody. Everybody is valuable because every person has a soul. But just let me tell you something. If you don't want to find yourself sleeping under a bridge, then you better understand God won't just come and hand it to you. You're going to have to be willing to get up and sacrifice and make some things happen and say no to some friends and no to some outings and no to some things that you would like to say yes to. Am I helping anybody here? Shortcut. Say it with me, youth. If you're from fifth grade to college, say this with me. Shortcuts. That's weak. Say it strong. Shortcuts never pay off in the long run. Quit trying to take a shortcut. There is no shortcut to a great life. It's waking up every day and saying, "God, help me to be disciplined today." And it's waking up on Tuesday and Wednesday and all over again saying, "God, help me." Trust me, there was no fast pass to Morgan becoming a doctor of optometry. It was every day going to school. It was every day going to the books. It was financially strapping, I'm sure. But guess what? She's a doctor tonight after 10 years of a lot of hard work. And she'll have that the rest of her life. Why? Because she was willing to give up in order to go up. Can I keep preaching? You'll never, youth, make your life great by just showing up here on a Sunday. Being here is important. Your pastor loves you. You know that. You're beautiful. You're in my heart to stay. I love you. I'm glad you're here. I want you here. But listen to me. Sunday is when we come to celebrate. Sunday is when the crowd gets together. Sunday is when you show us your refined self. Nothing wrong with that. But here's why I want to go back to our text. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he wasn't with his disciples. He didn't have the multitudes. There was nobody around saying, "Go, Jesus, go, Jesus, go, Jesus." No, there was nobody but himself. It was only sand and stones and the devil. That's when the enemy's going to tempt you. It probably won't be right here in this service, but trust me, there's a Monday morning coming at 6 a.m. and you'll be by yourself. That's when you're going to have to make the decision. I choose to follow Jesus. At 6 a.m., none of us look as cute as we do right now. Can I get a witness? Make no mistake about it. Hear me. It's what you do when you're alone is what causes you to win or lose in life. The boxer never just steps in the ring and says, "Come on, let's get it on," without getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning and doing jumping jacks and jump ropes and exercises and runs for hours. He don't just step in the ring and say, "Come on, let's get it." Doesn't happen that way. When you're still seeing the back of your eyelids, a boxer's already up. Probably have already exercised for 2 hours preparing for that one fight. There have been many, many ladies and gentlemen that have given 4 years of their life to win just one medal. And you can say, well, you know, there's a couple of ways of looking at it. You could say, well, man, giving up 4 years of your life to win one medal, what a waste. Or you could say, I'm willing to give up 4 years for the next 40 years, that this one investment of time will pay off big time in my life. I'm not advocating that anybody try out for the Olympics. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not advocating that anybody make it your aim to win a gold medal. I'm simply using an analogy. What are you willing to give up determines how high you go up. And I'm hastening. Jesus was willing to give up turning stones to bread so he could accomplish his purpose. There are some things that you could do right now. It's not that you couldn't do them, but it's that you should not do them. I'm going to get personal with you because I want to try to help you. Had a couple walk in, talk to me. I don't tell people in counseling what to do. I don't ever do that. I just try to give them guidance, do my best to direct them. I had this couple walk in and I did everything within my power besides literally getting on my knees and begging them not to get married. So much so that I told them I wouldn't marry them because I didn't feel good about it in my spirit. Well, guess what? I'm not a lord over God's people and I don't chain people up, put them in time out. So guess what? They got up out of the office. And they went and they did exactly what they wanted to do. And their marriage probably didn't last 3 months if it lasted that long. And tonight, only God knows where each of them are at. Now, could they walk out of my office and do what they wanted to do? Sure they could. They did. Should they have done it? No. Are they together tonight? I don't think so. Am I happy about it? No, I'm not. I'm just saying that to use it as an example. There are things, young people, that you can do. You can do it. You can defy your parents. You can defy me as your pastor. You can. I hope you don't. But I'm telling you from my heart tonight, listen to godly counsel. Listen, you may think your parents are old fuddy-duds right now, but it's going to be amazing when you get their age. You're going to think, man, they were pretty smart. I love you. You know I do. But right now you think you got the world by the tail. But you're going to get older and you're going to realize just how smart your parents were. And yeah, you can cause a ruckus and you can throw sand up in the air, but I'm going to tell you something. God will not be pleased with that. God is pleased when you say, you know what? Maybe I don't like it. My daddy told me one time, he said, son, don't you date that girl again. You know what? That girl is saved. She's married a nice looking guy. They've got like 3 kids. They're very successful. She goes to a church in Texas. She's a sweetheart. But you know what? God knew and my daddy knew that she was not for me. And I was willing to listen, Glenn, to my dad. And I never dated that girl again because I had enough respect for him that he could see some things that I couldn't. And I didn't understand why and I didn't know why. But I had the sense enough, I didn't even ask. I respected him enough. Dad, if you tell me not to, I won't do it. It's not that I couldn't. I could have gone against his wishes. But you know what I know? I've never doubted one day in my life that I married the right one. It's not, teenagers, that you can't. But what are you going to destroy because you're not willing to give up something right now to have something so much better later? You have to say to yourself, you have to say no to self so that you can say yes to purpose. Because if you don't, and I'm hurrying, if you don't, you're going to roll over and you're going to be kissing a rock. I'm making the analogy tonight. You're going to roll over and you're going to be sleeping with a rock and you're going to be saying, my God, what have I done? Are you with me? Boy, it's getting quiet here now. You're going to roll over and you're going to have a rock for a career. You're going to have a rock for a spouse. You're going to have a rock for a future because you're not willing to give up in order to go up. Here's what I've told Trey all of his life. Ever since he was able to listen to me, I told him this, pounded it in him. Here's what I've told him. Trey, you can play now or play later. You can pay now or you can play later. But if you play now, the pay is always greater. I'm going to say that again. You can pay now or play later. Or you can play now and pay later. But if you're willing to pay later, the pay is always greater. So what do you want? You're going to have to give something up. If you want to be a pianist, you're going to have to give something up in order to practice. You want to be a great student, you're going to have to give something up in order to be an A honor roll student. Are you with me? And here I'm closing now. How many of you have ever been to an auction? Let me see your hand. You know what I'm talking about when I say an auction. Okay. It's exciting, isn't it? You can really kind of get into it. It's exciting. An item comes up for bid. Auctioneer starts off. He'll give me one. He'll give me two. He'll give me five. I can never do that. Sounds just like a bunch of mumbo jumbo to me. That's about what it sounds like. And they auction it off. I never raise my hand because I don't ever know where they're at. Here he goes. And so let's just take this for example. This is being auctioned off. And so when it first starts, where's the bidding at? It's always low, isn't it? And you have a lot of people raising their hands. Right, raising their hands. But then what happens? As the price goes up, fewer and fewer hands go up. And the auctioneer keeps going, who will give me 40? Now there's just maybe three hands who will give me 45, who will give me 50. And it ends up, there's one hand left who's willing to pay the highest price, who gets the prize. A lot started the race. A lot started. Yes, yes, I'll give you five. Man, that's worth five. I'll give you five. But this is worth more than five. So the price keeps going up. And as the price keeps going up, more and more hands keep staying down. Because everybody began wanted it. But only one will take it. Here's what I'm telling you. There's an auction going on, ladies and gentlemen. There's an auction going on. And you're going to have to decide what price am I willing to pay in order to get what I truly want. Because not everybody's going to get it. And you know why? It's not because everybody can't. The reason why is because not everybody's willing to pay the price to take home the prize. I'm talking to all you precious youth, you students. Your pastor is looking at you tonight eye to eye. And I'm asking you, what are you willing to give up in order to go up? Because good is the enemy of great. Good. You can be good, but do you want to be great? Do you want to do everything that God wants you to do? Jesus could have turned stones to bread. It was nothing for him. But if he had done it, he would have just been proven to the devil that he could do it. It wouldn't have been God's will, and he would have aborted his purpose. So I come back to my original statement. How do you tempt a man where there's nothing but sand and stone? I'll tell you how the devil does it. He tries to abort your purpose. So you say yes to the lesser, so you won't say yes to the greater. And you know how I feel. I'm not against games, but you can say yes to this for 4 hours, so you won't be able to say yes to this for 15 minutes. Say yes. Hand me a phone, please. Hand me a phone. Say yes to this called Instagram and Snapchat, Facebook. Say yes to this, and y'all know I'm telling you the truth. You can spend 2 hours on your phone. Oh my God, come on, Pentecostals. Y'all know I just told you the truth. I said you can spend 2 hours on this right here, and you look up and you're like, oh my Lord, thank you. I got one amen out of 400 people tonight. So the enemy wants you to get wrapped up in the lesser instead of the greater. So that when you look back on your life, that's why I'm crying, because I'm turning 50 tomorrow. I'm turning 50 tomorrow, Bowie, and I'm reflecting. I'm reflecting, and you know what I wished? I wished I was your age and know a little bit about what I know right now. Because I'm going to tell you, there's some times that I wouldn't have given myself to some things I gave myself to. Was it sin? No, it wasn't sin. But it wasn't the best use of my time. No, Brother Scooter, it wasn't the best use of my time. And you don't understand it right now because you just can't understand it. But one day, if the Lord tarries, you're going to get 50. And this is what you're going to have a great revelation of, that time is your most precious commodity. You can't buy it. You can't rent it. You can't borrow it. You can't get it on loan. You can't. It's the most precious thing you have is time. And when I hear somebody say, oh, Pastor, I'm just killing time. I want to strangle them. Please give it to me then. I don't know. I'm not trying to be morbid, y'all. I'm just trying to preach my heart.
If the Lord tarries and you ever lay me out here in a casket, I want to be able to say that I gave it my all, that I gave it my best, that I was willing to give up some of this frivolous stuff so that I could say yes to the best, so that I could come to this pulpit with an anointing upon my life. Would you stand all over this house? Would you lift up your hands and cry out to God? Would you ask the question of yourself?
We pray that today's message has blessed you. For more about TPC DeQuincy, go to our website, tpcdq.church. Please join us Wednesday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m. TPC is located at 301 West 4th Street in DeQuincy. TPC, loving God and loving people.